Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Janae Silva of Her Collective Soul. Janae, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with everything going on. This is fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets our little reprieve and time away from all the hectic things that are going on. But before I jumped in, I wanted to introduce you to Janae so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Janae is the founder of Her Collective Soul, and that's S-O-L-E, and is opening up more conversations in the wellness community in a different way through sneakers. Her mission is to cultivate a community for women in kicks by pushing impactful information to become knowledgeable about foot care. She has an acronym she lives by herself, but for the brand called AIM, which stands for Authentic, Impactful, and Mindset Free. There's a new part of the sneaker industry, as she calls it, sneaker wellness. Janae, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear how everything got started. Could you tell us your CEO story and what led you to get started with the business?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a sneakerhead by nature. And I was, as most CEOs or business professionals, business-minded people, you know, I went through that transition from being in like corporate and really wanting to do something for myself, you know, finding like that purposeful business or meaning. And it really came because I was always looking at sneakers and I kept seeing an opportunity to go to sneaker school. And so when I took that opportunity on, went to sneaker school out of FIT, out of New York, with Sneaker Essentials, with complex collaboration. And in that, with going to all the sneaker conferences and sneaker cons and complex cons throughout the events throughout the sneaker industry, there wasn't really a conversation that was for foot care. There wasn't really bridging that gap. And I would hear women speak, you know, saying, my feet hurt. You know, we wear sneakers. Sneakers are meant to be fashionable. They're definitely, I love them. But I wanted to really see that grow. And I learned actually through sneaker school, that's when I really developed more of the layout. And so I thank them too, because it actually pushed me to do more research and develop some things throughout my schooling that really helped me to really know what direction I wanted to go into my business. And that's really how I got started originally. Was just wanting to see that passion grow and that purpose to really educate women. And the more I asked, there just was a lack of education. And I felt like I was here to do that, you know, to become a resource.
Absolutely. No, I love that. And I love how, you know, I think so many times it's what I love about doing the show is getting to hear people's passions and things that they're passionate about, and how sometimes those opportunities present themselves when you're in your passion and you're looking and you're seeing that things aren't being fulfilled and you get the opportunity to fulfill it. I think it's one of the, to me, most exciting things for an entrepreneur and business owner to happen, because a lot of times people feel like you have to, you know, either not like what you do and be successful, or you can love what you do and not be successful. But when you can find that middle ground, that sweet spot, I think it's definitely phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you. It is. It's a good feeling when you at that point, mm-hmm. you know, you start getting into the business, but at that point it's a good feeling to know you're like, this actually feels good, you know, mm-hmm. and you just know that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I know you're, you know, just talking about footwear and how important it is something that sometimes people don't realize how important it is, especially it's like, I think it's to some degree the foundation of you, because you're walking around all the time, you have to take care of yourself. So I know that's, you know, what you, you know, help, you know, people out in the community. Could you take us through a little bit more of Her Collective Soul and exactly what we can find there and some of the things that you're doing?
Yeah. So one of the things that we like to, is reach out to a lot of like self-care conferences, women's conferences, and we try to make sure, you know, I get speaking engagement requests. One of the things I do is no feet left behind. Done virtual workshops throughout that, and really being able to, like I said, educate. You know, we love to socially, which we're building some collaborations in the DMV area, to socially be out in the community and socially kind of have the fun part of the brand going on. But the education really is the part of the brand that we really like to put more emphasis on, and really being able to connect. So we differently maybe connect with like Pilates instructors. We've connected, of course, with yoga instructors and all these people like that connect to the wellness community, mm-hmm. you know? And what we do is we kind of bring that, of course, like that sneaker aspect to it by allowing them to come in sneakers, or I present them like pairs that are, whether it's for the running or it's for fashion, and really giving them an idea of what they can look to buy and how we can look to put either insoles in them to actually have a better way to wear them on their day to day. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we, like I said, our collaborations are crucial to our community, but also to really getting it out there. So that's really where we try to do a lot of focus and really bringing different experiences, and hoping that that will actually, people will have a takeaway, you know, the women will have a takeaway and learn so much more. And we build actually, when I'm doing a workshop, we actually build a foot care system to start them on their way. So that when they go home or away from the conference, that they don't forget about that part of the self-care that they need. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can always hear that you need to do self-care, but sometimes when you go to conferences or workshops, by the time you sign out or, you know, go back home or whatever it is, you lose that. So to actually get those actionable things that you can do on a regular basis and put it in your world so you can regularly make sure you're getting that self-care and taking care of your feet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't want you to leave without it. We're like, look, in this workshop, you're going to build it so that mm-hmm. you actually have the things that you need to go get, or we actually give them, you know, great recommendations. And then of course, after, if someone has some stories that they want to share or some personal, then they'll come to me. And I try to make sure I keep it very, you know, authentic, so that, you know, feel comfortable. I don't want you to leave here without, you know, that you walked out the door and this was something that was bothering you. And trust me, I've gotten them. So they're out there.
Absolutely. No, I definitely appreciate that. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for yourself or your brand, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Honestly, it has to really, I think, just, I spend a lot of time when I think about self-care, is self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And one thing I think what makes me unique about the organization is that I really, I said, I go by my acronym is AIM, and I think it's just really being authentic. I try to make sure that's in everything we do, because I feel that when you're authentic to people and you're authentic to your brand, that it changes the conversation, it changes the shift. And in that part of the business, you know, especially when we're talking about community and those kind of things, I think it's been definitely crucial. It's been key, honestly, to a lot of the collaborations that I'm starting to build. Mm-hmm. Because I get people who are like, they say, oh, I either saw you, or I saw you speak somewhere, or it's been coming off of just meeting people. And in the process of that, it's turned into larger opportunities. And I think being authentic to yourself, and like I said, being able to find that purpose for me has been very crucial to that piece for me. And really developing, the other part of it is developing your sales funnel early, you know, figuring that out early. We're still getting some of the pieces together for that part, mm-hmm. but the sales funnel early in my business is starting to change the conversations as well.
Nice. No, I definitely appreciate that. And you know, that definitely is a form of self-care, because I think so many times you can not be practicing self-love or self-care if you are trying to be somebody else, because you don't really necessarily appreciate you and all those aspects about you. And I think that, you know, that authentic aspect, as you talked about, in, you know, you say it's part of your brand and the acronym as well too, is something huge that, you know, we all can kind of take on and we all should be kind of mindful of. So I appreciate you for sharing that, and obviously for you know, exposing us to that through your brand and all the awesome things you're working on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very, very welcome. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit. And I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So I actually, I'm rereading the book now, because even through self-discovery, one of the things is that sometimes you have to take a different approach, right? You have mm-hmm. to sometimes remind yourself if there's something that you loved, whether it's on my personal side or my business side. So I like this book. It's called Getting to the Yes. And it's called Negotiating an Agreement Without Giving In. And that one, it was, I actually got it from one of my friends who, they went to Harvard Business School. And in that reading subject, what I've always wanted to make sure I put into myself and into my business is to ultimately be a great negotiator. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I put in my self-discovery, and not because negotiation meant always like the dollar sign, but knowing my worth. And as I continue to grow, that's been very beneficial, but very important to me, is to continue to build that skill and to continue to build that mindset. Because sometimes, you know, every person or every business that wants to connect may not be for you, mm-hmm. you know? And sometimes it was like, hey, sometimes I have to negotiate with myself and say, just because this may be a great opportunity, is this the right time? Is this mm-hmm. the right place? You know? And this is the right agreement, you know? And that's been one of the things that on my business side. Resource for life. I read a lot of business articles, and I love, and I do that as like a personal read. Mm-hmm. And I mean everything from just tech to empowering stories to see, different, you know, just hence why I love your platform, you know, to hence why, you know, hearing CEOs and developments, even if it's in their beginning stages or however, I think they're just a great way to just see what the world is taking on, you know, and I can sit and read those all day. I'm a huge LinkedIn reader. I'm the only one that's like probably scrolling on there all day, you know, try to find the next best article. Yeah. And then being like, this is so great, you know, kind of thing. So
absolutely. Awesome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
You know, just like in the words of that song, I think it's by Ludacris. It's like, woo, yes. Get out of the way, you know? Yes. It's really about getting out of your way. I literally felt like when I had other like small businesses that I had started, you know, and I'll never forget this interview that I once saw. And I used to always be like, I know I want to do something. And I remember Jay-Z saying that, you know, he said he started some smaller businesses and he just, you know, and there was some that he started and there was some that he stopped. And then he said, but they're all key ways of you building to, you know, your greater purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, people wonder why you multitask or all those different things. And so in that nugget, it would be like, get out of your way. I think mm-hmm. I was so worried about something that needed to be successful and not really digesting it, that that's why I said self-discovery was a big part for me in that transition from, you know, went to undergrad, you know, all that good stuff, HBCU,
there you go.
that story, it was just about, now it's always, I'm always telling myself, just get out the way, just do it. You know, you have your planning. I have my strategic, I have my plan, you know, my roadmap. But then in some parts of it, it's like, get out of my way. You know, don't stop what you're doing. Don't stop just because there's a day you may not feel like it. You know, mm-hmm. just allow yourself to be okay, you know, and just move. And that's one of the things that I stress all the time. I'm like, I just had to get out of my way. I had to stop thinking that everything had to be so perfect mm-hmm. and so right that you get so stuck on the planning part that there's no execution.
Absolutely. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Janae, what does being a CEO mean to you?
It's a word that I like to, I always use like founder. CEO is sometimes hard for me to digest mm-hmm. because I've always also digested investor into my life, into my vision. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's really being able to build yourself, build a business, but not just to run it, but to understand it.
I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things and events and workshops, everything that you're doing.
Yes. So I have an Instagram, of course, and a Facebook at Her Collective Soul, H-E-R Collective Soul is S-O-L-E. We will, you know, once we kind of get through everything that we're going on right now in the world, which actually I do want to say too, I definitely reach out and hope that everyone's being safe and give you my highest CEO hugs in that process mm-hmm. too. That's, you know, in this time of need. But really just wanted to say that I just want to encourage and also to just shed light that you can do whatever you choose to do And that's like, I love the way you said like possible, you know, making everything possible. But we do have some events coming up in the DMV. We're doing some collaborations with some nonprofits as we speak. Some stores, hopefully, not to name just yet, but you can find that everything will be on the website. We have a blog as well that we do for women too. If you have a like foot care story or an event like in the wellness community, we look to build a more, we call it like her collective convos, but we also, that's where we also write our lifestyle and wellness. They come out every week. And in that aspect, we just released an article yesterday, which highlights different women who are designing sneakers and actually like really setting a tone, and wanted to do that. It is Women's History Month, International Month. So we really wanted to shed light on that this month in March. But outside of that, to just, they can go on there if they want to reach out. I do have my personal Instagram. It's I am Janae Silva, and it's S-I-L-V-A, and you can find me on Instagram. I get a lot of questions, and one of the questions is, do I sell sneakers? Yes, I do. Not online, but if you reach out to me and there's some things you want to look at or talk about, we can definitely do that too.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Janae. And we will definitely have the links and information in the show notes. And before I forget, you know, shout out from one HBCU grad to another. So definitely appreciate you and all the awesome things you're doing. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.